You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
NBC has allegedly offered Adam Levine and Blake Shelton yet more money to continue mentoring and judging on The Voice. A source tells the sites they are literally begging them to stay because they fear losing them would cause ratings to plummet. Let
and
me go ahead and tell you. Yes.
Yes, they are the show.
They're the key to. They are Simon Cowell. You let them go and your show is done. Blake and Adam have neither accepted the offer nor have they signed any deal. They are still weighing their options.
Now, that's not for this coming up
season.
No.
That's for future seasons.
Okay.
But I think NBC has a little bit more negotiating power than they realize. Let's just examine Blake Shelton. When he went on The Voice, half the country did not know who Blake Shelton was. He was a really good opening act on someone's tour. He's now had 20-some-odd consecutive number one records in a row. He plays 50 dates a year only, and he sells out arenas.
He's become a megastar.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's been able to monetize The Voice thing, and I think he realizes what a good vehicle it is for him. Just saying. Country Fancast claims Dierks Bentley has launched a new clothing line called Desert Sun. It features vintage tees, button-up shirts, hoodies, jeans, jackets, and hats. He tells people, I can't say that I'm overly fashion-oriented. Really? You just started a fashion line. So I think that this is something unique, and it's our thing. It's not meant to be for fashion people. It's meant for people like me. You know, when they were 17 years old, they saved up enough money to buy a pair of lucky jeans because they were the cool jeans to have.
What era did you grow up in that those were the jeans when you were 17?
Dude, what era did you grow up in when a 17-year-old boy said, man, I got to save up for pants?
I think you're
a little more fashion-oriented than you think, Dierks.
But he's missing one item off the list. There's all kinds of hoodies, jeans, jackets, hats. Where's the underwear? Did not have a line of underwear?
If he was a true fashionista, he'd have panties on his line. You're right. Radar Online claims J-Lo has allegedly given Alex Rodriguez a set of pre-wedding rules. A source tells the site, there's lots of talk going around whether or not J-Lo and A-Rod will get engaged. But Jennifer has a list of requirements a guy has to agree to before she'll even consider marriage. It's how she did things when she and Mark Anthony first got together, and he got rid of his house. How'd that work out for Mark Anthony in the end?
Yeah, I don't think this is a success story.
No J-Lo, no house. Lost an asset, lost a wife. Why didn't someone have rules for J-Lo?
Like, come up with like negotiating a job or something. It's a marriage. It's not supposed to be that much work. I mean, it is, but it shouldn't have to be.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So a few minutes ago, we were talking about J-Lo and A-Rod. And I love that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have those names. She's allegedly given him a set of pre-wedding rules, i.e., I'm not marrying you until you do this. Apparently, she did this with her husband, Mark Anthony. She says, I don't like your house. You need to sell it. And so he sold his house before she would marry him.
She's a little high maintenance.
I got to thinking, if you want to marry someone, aren't you taking the good, the bad, and everything else?
To a degree. I mean, you can't just overlook everything, I suppose. You can have some little fine tune-ups and say, yeah.
So you don't have a problem with her saying you need to do this or you need to change this?
It depends. I mean, I'm not going to tell somebody they've got to change everything about themselves because why am I marrying them if I hate everything about them?
Because I believe your only requirement of me was just show up on time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't require much. Maybe I should have.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. I'm just curious. Ladies, did you have some pre-wedding rules? Did he have to do A, B, and C before you said I do? Or guys, did you have some for her? That would be interesting.
Hi, you talking about negotiating for the marriage?
Yeah, did you have some wedding rules, some things that he needed to do before you said I do?
I told him I had to have a 2-carat diamond. I got it.
Did you really? Well, that was your only request. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, I got it. So, we've been married 29 years now.
Did he require anything of you?
No. Just marry him.
You got a good deal.
Seriously. Can I just say your husband's a crappy negotiator?
No, he loved me.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, but you didn't love him unless it had two carrots attached to it.
Well, that's true. But...
about the marriage thing?
Yeah, the pre-wedding rules. What did he have to live up to? What did he have to do before you said, I do?
He had to quit zipping, and he had to buy me an engagement ring with inset diamonds instead of like a big fancy... diamonds, because I work with my hands a lot, so I don't need a big fancy diamond. So,
did he comply?
Yes.
Once he said I do, did he go back to dipping?
Not for a couple of years.
But he did.
He figured he'd gotten you then.
Yep.
I can't tell you. I cannot tell you the number of guys I know whose fiance said, you got to quit dipping. You got to quit dipping. And then they get married, and within a month, they're dipping, and
I guess she was lucky 2 years it lasted.
Yeah, and I go, well, I thought she made you quit. And they just go, well, what's she going to do now? That's it.
She might show you what she can do.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What were the pre-wedding rules?
Hi, I'm calling about the condition I had before I would marry my husband.
Yes, what did he have to live up to? What was the rule?
We had to buy a house in a certain school district because I already had children in school and there was no way I was changing their school.
Well, that's important.
And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but he also had a child and he was in a different school, so I made his child change school.
Oh, my God. Here I was about to give you, like, a Mom of the Year award, and you're, like, heartless. Wow.
Well, I think it depends on which children are older. I think the older kids get to stay where they are. The younger ones.
No, don't you? I love my kids more.
No, my children were older, and they already established friends. His child was only in kindergarten.
Oh, wait.
There you go. That's true.
She would never have come up with that if you didn't give her the excuse.
No, that matters.
No, that's the truth.
Coaching the witness.
But it's true. I'm a mom. I know what it's like. I know what's important.
J-Lo has allegedly given A-Rod a set of pre-wedding rules. In other words, you're not going to marry me until you do X, Y, and Z. You do this?
Hi, I have the wedding marriage thing.
Yeah, pre-wedding rules. What did he have to do?
Well, he wasn't supposed to smoke before we got married the day of our wedding, and he ended up smoking, so he had to brush his teeth in freezing cold cooler water.
And so you just had a one-day agreement. All you made him do was not smoke that day, and he couldn't even hold to it.
Oh, well, when we got engaged, my mom told him before she gave him the ring that he better quit smoking to marry my daughter and don't give her back. Well, he hasn't given me back yet, and he has yet to quit smoking.
Music. More music. More music. It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
The average one of these costs more than $6,000. What is it?
The average one of these costs $6,000. Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Answer to your question?
Yeah, the average one of these costs more than $6,000. What is it?
How about a woman's breasts enlargement?
No, that's not it. Thanks.
I think it's a boob job.
This is two consecutive calls about the same thing. I'm wondering if you gentlemen have had to pay for these.
No, I've had the benefits of those, though.
We're going to say credit card debt.
Credit card debt. Nope, not it. Thanks.
Yeah, I was calling to answer the question about the
Smartest person in QC.
Yeah, the average one of these costs more than $6,000. What?
Facelift?
Nope, that's not it.
All right, thank you.
Lots of plastic surgery being guests.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today, man?
We're doing well. The average one of these costs more than $6,000. What?
I have got this one nailed down. Oh, that's what I spent on my ex-wife one year for Christmas, right at $6,000 for a present, and it was something that she never used and really aggravated me really bad. So I'm going to say a coffin.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I was calling to answer the smartest QT question.
Okay, average one of these costs more than $6,000. What?
A DUI?
I do not know. That is not true, but it's just not what we're looking for, okay?
All right.
Hey, is it a wedding dress?
Wedding dress! No, but you're real close. Smartest person in the QC?
It's almost Valentine's Day, so I'm going to say an engagement ring.
Awesome. The average cost is $6,163. Who is this?
This is Ron.
Ron, for the final time this week, my man, step into the spotlight and tell us what we need to hear.
My name is Ron, and I am the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles for a limited time. Get two Bojanglers, just $5. Bojangles. It's Bojangler time.
I'm so glad you get to read that and not me. I would butcher the Bojangler thing right
now.
Well,
I have to be very deliberate. It is difficult.
As many times as we see these stories, and they come up at least a half dozen times a year, I never, ever understand how it happens. New York Post claims a Titusville, Florida boy recently got stuck inside an arcade claw machine. The boy climbed in through the toy ramp and then had to be rescued by firefighters. He was uninjured, finished his meal with his parents. The restaurant allowed him to keep several toys. And if you see these kids, it's not like they're the size of your middle finger. They're enormous children, and somehow they've managed to climb into the claw.
How big is that opening?
It's tiny. I don't know how they do it.
And haven't we learned our lesson? It's happened enough times. Can't we make that smaller or put some duct tape over it?
I don't know. Every time I read it, I just want... How do you do that? There is never security video of the child climbing in. They just say he somehow climbed in. I've never seen it.
What are they putting Tide Pods inside those things now?
Hey, the time has come to say goodbye to one of the classic Lucky Charms marshmallows. Since 2008, the yellow hourglass marshmallow has been included in every box, but come this spring, you're fired. And this isn't the first time Lucky Charms has switched things up. I guess I haven't.
We
really
don't pay attention to that, because I guess the marshmallows kind of all taste the same, don't they?
The original lineup debuted in 1963, which was green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons.
I remember.
Since then, only, what is the only one that's remained?
The pink heart.
Yes, only one that's remained in the mix. The following shapes have all been sent to the Lucky Charms graveyard. Blue diamonds, which I thought was still in there. Purple horseshoes, a swirled whale. I don't know how that, can't you hear the little Irish guy? Orange stars, a swirled whale. That just didn't work. Red balloons, rainbows, pots of gold, and shooting stars. All of those fired.
They need to update it and have them mirror some of our emojis that we have when we're texting. Can you hear the little leprechaun guy talking about the pile of poop? Vomiting. And the finger.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 103.7.